That is the sound of the hard frost underneath my feet. At 8:10 on this Saturday, the 6th of December, it's -4 here. I love it. This is love. I love this. It's all one word you listen to. And it's frosty here in South Wiltshire this morning. Got a very, very busy day today. Very busy day. Currently defrosting the car. Although I'm secretly hoping that my mother-in-law is going to say, "Here, take my car." And I say that because it's we didn't get our car back from the garage, and we're not going to until Monday apparently. So I'm not too chuffed about that. But it is what it is. So what have we got to do? Well, we've got to pick up suits and a coat from the dry cleaners in 20 minutes. Then we've got to go and take Sarah to her first aid course. And then my mother-in-law and I and the children are going to Winchester to the Christmas markets. The German German-style Christmas markets. And then we're coming back. Got to pick Sarah up. I've got to let the band in to the function area of our Christmas ball, our works Christmas ball. And then we've got the Christmas ball tonight. So Molly is loving being outside. I've really neglected her this week. We haven't been for a walk this week. Although, oh no, that's a lie. Sarah and I took her out, but she hasn't done, you know. Oh, Molly, stop it! Oh, God. I wonder what she was eating there. The sky is perfectly clear. The sun is... it's probably up, but I can't see. There's a hill. I've got Beacon Hill in front of me here. Kiwi Hill across to my left. And I'm quite excited because in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be walking the Clarendon Way, and it's not far, it's only 20 miles, but I'm going to do it in the space of 2 days. I'm going to stay out overnight, and I'm hoping the temperature is going to be like this, because I really want to test out my snug pack, sleeping bag, in this kind of, I don't want to say weather, but these temperatures. It didn't really get cold here until about 4 hours ago. I say really cold, but it was -1 at about 10:30 last night. but the temperatures were never set to drop until just before sunrise. And you know, I've said this on a few occasions before, that the temperature never really drops until just before sunrise. I'd like to know why that is. Are there any clever people out there? I don't know. Even at sunrise, the temperature can drop. But I've been in some cold situations before where we've welcomed the sun in the morning. Believe you me. So Molly here is sniffing everything out, and the new sensations of frozen ground. I'm going to go in, 8:12, and go to shower, get changed, and drive 3 miles to go and get our tuxedos. Well, my tuxedo, Sarah's coat. Okay, I'm going. Ta.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.